Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Is John Shire Coach K's successor or his own man? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Royal Straight Flush, the new Duke basketball coach, continues to run, raises a number of questions. Does Shire landing 6'8" forward TJ Power as his next five-star in the class of 2023 show that he has Mike Krzyzewski's recruiting chops, or more about the potency of the Duke brand? Power, the number 24 rated recruit in his class, would have had almost guaranteed playing time at UNC or Virginia, are the finalists for his services. While that is far from the case at Duke, which has four more freshman recruits rated higher than the versatile New Englander. If four first-round draft picks don't depart Duke again after their freshman seasons, there will be plenty of competition for minutes. At Carolina, for example, the cupboard looks bare after Bacot, Black, Nance, and likely Love leave next spring. We know that five-star prospects recruit each other to form the modern-day version of the Fab Five, and we know the continued aura of Coach K, who flatly calls Shire the smartest guy in coaching, might remain a big influence for the foreseeable future. But there might be two other factors at play, one of which Hubert Davis ironically may have helped prove by taking the Tar Heels to the Final Four in his first year as head man. Younger coaches surely have more energy, and Davis showed his inexperience did not matter. The other factor is NIL, which has become the latest recruiting tool for colleges set up to take advantage of it. Duke is one of those schools where Paolo Banchero made $1 million-plus in his season with the Blue Devils before he was picked number one in the draft. As a private school with wealthy alumni and corporate money pouring in from all over the country, Duke has been set up for years to bring in millions for virtually anything it needs. Now players can be paid, so no new collectives need to be established. Duke's enormous fundraising success is easily expanded to paying athletes for their NIL rights, where Carolina is doing it on a grassroots level and will not promise any kids anything except NIL opportunities. That's why immediate playing time might not be so important for Power and his classmates. They don't have to rely on being one-and-dones. They will be pros eventually and still be paid well until then. This is Archansky. See ya.